Gentlemen, good morning. Today's the last day of the second parak. It's going to be sad sometimes when you finish a masech. That's sad because you're not going to come back to it. You're finishing it. Excuse me, but we're going to say hadron aluch because we are going to come back to it. There is a very important concept that we're going to learn today. That is a concept called tovas hana'ah. Okay, remember these two words: tovas hana'ah. I have something. Okay, now. I could either give it to Yonah or I can give it to Asher Zelig. Either way, right? That idea that I decide to give it over one over the other, that is Tovas Hanah. I don't know the good English translation of it, but for example, I have Truma. I have the ability to give Truma. In front of me is Yonah and Asher Zelig. I don't own the Truma because it doesn't belong to me. It's got to be given to a Kohen. But there may be a value in the fact that I could choose to give it over, I can give it to one over the other. So now, you don't owe me the money for the truma, but you owe me some sort of pleasure down the road because I was kind enough to bequeath to you my particular truma. Says the Mishnah. Is that enough to Mekadesh and Isha with it? Says the Halakha Mishnah. HaMekadesh, one is Mekadesh and Isha. One is Mekadesh a woman, Bitrumos. When it comes to the Truma Gadola, Ube Maestros, when it comes to the Maestros, which is the Maeser Rishon, which is given to the Levi or to the Ani. Ube Matanos. Matanos are, for Chulin, when you Shecht, you have to give the Zro, the Lechayim, or the Keva to the Kohanim, from the regular animals. Okay? Ube Mechatis. The water that's placed upon the ashes of the Parah Aduma. And those are used to sprinkle upon the Tameh to make him tar. Fifth thing is ube eifrachatis, and when it comes to the ashes of the parah aduma, yimekadesh in isha with this. I wouldn't recommend this at home because it's not such a nice thing to give under the chuppah. Harezu, well, it's not really a chuppah, right? Just today. Harezu mekudesh. Behold, this is successful. Why? We'll see in the Gemara. Ve'afilu, even if the mekadesh is Yisrael, even if the person doesn't own the trumos, because he can't, because it belongs to the Kohen, he can mekadesh an isha with it, because of this concept, perhaps, of this tovas hanah, which I set up the situation with, the today's Gemara. Says the Gemara, the first line, Amr Ula, says Ula, he disagrees. Ula disagrees, I mean, he doesn't, Ula makes a statement, the following statement is, tovas hanah, this concept of tovas hanah, where I choose to give to A over B, where I choose to give to one person over the other, which now he owes to me some sort of benefit because I did him a solid, says the Gemara, ain't a moment, does not have monetary value. Okay? For example, the zchus that the Yisrael has with the Trumas and the Maestros and the Matnas Kahuna, that he can give it to whoever he wishes, that is not considered monetary value. Asks the Gemara the obvious question, well, wait, hold the phone, what's the question for our Mishnah? What does it appear like from our Mishnah? From our Mishnah, could you mekadesh an isha with trumos? Yeah. Yes. What's the monetary value of truma? I don't own the truma. The only monetary value, perhaps, that the truma could have is what? The tovas hanah. So from our Mishnah, it sounds like tovas hanah is worth mammon. But Ula just made a statement that it is no money. It's not worth money. That's the kasha. Eitz for Rabbi Abba Oliv Ula. Rabbi Abba says to Ula from our Mishnah. Hamekadosh b'trumasu ma'isrus u'matanus b'mechatzis b'efer paro. That's a recap of our Mishnah. Harei zu mekudeshes. Va'afilu, even if the mekadosh is Yisrael and he doesn't own the truma. And therefore the only reason why it should have any monetary value is why? Is because of the tovas hanah. So we see tovas hanah does have monetary value. It is mammon. It's a kasha on Ula. Amalei Ulis is back to Rabbi Abba. Hacha, here, what are we dealing with here? Ah, the classic case of the grandfather who's a Kohen, on the mother's side, the maternal grandfather. What's the case of the maternal grandfather? Let's see. Hacha, here, B'Yisrael shenaflu lo tevalim mebeis abi'imo. He received tevel from his zedi, from his mother's side, his mother's father. That's what's called the maternal grandfather. Nun chesem et alzad. Okay? Mibes abimo. V'kasavr, and he holds the following. Matanos, when it comes to truma, shalo horma, that was not separated yet, kimisha hormandam, it as if they are separated, and therefore the Kohen already got it at the time
prior to the Hafrasha, prior to separating it. And since the Malach was already finished, it was already set up to for the Truma to be taken away, and the paternal grandfather is a Kohen, the maternal grandfather is a Kohen, right? So therefore, even the grandson has Yarshin this Truma, and he's allowed now not to give it to a Kohen, he can't eat it, but he's allowed to sell it to a Kohen. So it has more monetary. It doesn't have the value, monetary value, because of the Tovas Hanah. It has the value because it has real value. Namely, he could sell it to a Kohen. He can't eat it because it's true.
It's not worth as much as the regular.
A true. Who cares? As long as it's got to be worth what? How much? A pruta. As long as it's worth a pruta, that's good enough. You're right. It's not worth as much. Nice haircut. Anyway, so we see from here the idea that the Mishnah has now set up, that the reason, the case of our Mishnah, he is saying, the case of our Mishnah, the Ukimta of our Mishnah, is a case in which the Kohen, I'm sorry, is which the Yisrael is Mekadesh and Isha because his maternal grandfather was a Kohen, and therefore he now owns it, and he's not Mekadesh her through the Tovas Hanah, but he's Mekadesh her through the actual Truma that he's allowed to sell to a Kohen. Ba'u Minei. What does Rabbi Klappel call Ba'u Minei? A two-sided halachic information question. Bo minei ribchi barabo abin meirav huna. Tova sana. What's the deal with the tova sana? Is it mammon or eno mammon? Yes or no? Is it money or is it not money? Amalei tinisuha. Let's answer the suffix, the two-sided halachic information question. Tinisua, we can learn from our Mishnah, Mekadesh b'trumas ha'maisers ha'matanas ha'meichatas ha'befer pareis ha'mekudeshes. Vafilu Yisrael, even Yisrael, which sounds like the reason why Yisrael is able, not this Yisrael, but the reason why a Yisrael is allowed to Mekadesh Anisha is because of what? Is because of the Tovas Hanah. So it sounds like Tovas Hanah has mamin. Answers the Gemara, I'm late. Wait a second. The Lavu Kivna be Yisrael Shenafalo Tvalim the base Avi Imo Kohen. Didn't we learn that that's a case where the grandson was Yarshind, inherited the Tevel, the stuff that's yet to be separated from his maternal Zaydi, which was a Kohen? What are you talking about? You can't bring a Raya from our Mishnah. So then he gives this very strange answer. Amalei, he says back to him, Rav Huna says back to Rav Chiya Bavin, Hotsoat, go out of here. Whatever that means. We're going to see in a moment what that means. Ichsef. So Rav Chiya Bar Avin was embarrassed. Who saw Mishmaisa Karmalei? He thought that Rav Huna said, Hotsoat. He thought Mishmaisa Karmalei. His intent was that he was saying, leave this mashmos, meaning you're not a chacham. Get out of here. But when he saw the Rav Huna was didn't intend to embarrass him, Amarlei, he said, Hachi Kami. This is what I meant to say. Rav Asi de Hutzel. Rav Asi, who's from the town of Hutzel. Hutzel and Hutzel sound the same, right? Kai Kavasech. He holds like you that our Mishnah is dealing with a case where you Mekadesh B'tfalim that inherited from the Zayda. But not everybody holds like that. But you can't bring a Raya from here that the Tova Sana could be considered Mammon. So our Mishnah nisht a Raya. So Hutzelat means from Hutzelat. That means he's just telling him you come from the town of Hutzel, which is that Shita, which is the grandfather's Truma. So says the Gemara, Neima Ketanai. Let us say that this concept as to whether or not Tovas Hanah is Mammon is in fact a machlokes amongst the Tanai. We're going to bring over a Braisa, and we're going to give, I think, four interpretations of this. Okay? But initially we're going to try to make this machlokes amongst the Tanoim about Tovas Hanah. What's the case? Hagonev tivalo, you steal fruits from somebody who has not yet separated his trumas and maestras. So let's say the entire fruits are worth $100, and when you take away the trumas and maestras, the package is worth $88. So how much do you have to pay back to the guy you stole from? $100 or $88? Says the Gemara, Hagonev tivalo shel chaver. It's funny, they call him his friend. With friends like this, who needs enemies? Mishalim lo dmei tvalo shel chavero. He has to pay him back the full ganze geshef, the full $100, the whole thing. Divrei Rebbe, that's the opinion of Rebbe. Rebbe Yosi b'Rebbe Yehuda Omer, Eino mishalim ela dmei chulin shelo. You'll have to pay the amount of chulin, which was $88. Okay, only those, because the truma. You don't. Why should you have to pay back the value of the truma? He's not going to get to eat it. If I steal from you something you're never going to use, why should I have to pay you back? It has no value. Oh, so what do we think this machlokus is dependent upon? My lav b'hakim iflagi. What do we think this machlokus is dependent upon? Demar, one opinion is over tovas hana. Mammon, one opinion is the tovas hana. The fact that he could choose which kohen to give the truma to, that has value, and now the ganav has to pay back that value. Umar, the other opinion of Yosef Yehuda suffer, Tovas Hana ain't a moment. The fact that he could choose to give it to Aaron a Kohen over Yosef a Kohen, that's not a value. You only have to pay him back $88. So we see that this machlokas as to whether Tovas Hana has value or not is in fact this machlokas amongst the Tanoim. The Gemara is going to reject this and give four different opinions as to what this machlokas is. Four. I should have said in the beginning there were five. So we have this machlokas. You steal from somebody, do you have to pay back for the full zach, or do you have to pay back only for the chulin? This, in fact, is a machlokas. We tried to set it up as a machlokas, whether tovas hana has value or not. We're now going to give four rejections. So if what I would do if I were you, is I would put a low, one circle, two circle, three circle. So when you look back, come on, you'll see it. Bam, bam, bam. Low says the Gemara. No. The kuli am, whether you hold like Rebbe or Yossi or Rebbe Yehuda, they both hold tovas hana ain't a moment. This idea as to who I could choose to, who I give to, that is not considered a value. That is not a monetary value. So what are they arguing about here? Here we're talking about the tevel that came to him as Yerusha from the Zayda, from the grandfather, from your mother's father. And so what's the Sheirish HaMachlokas? What's the source of the Machlokas? If you inherited non-tithed fruit, is that considered tithed or not? Do we say that it's as if it's tithed and therefore the grandson is the owner? I can't eat it, but he's the owner. Or do we say it's considered non-tithed and he's not the owner yet? Is it tithed or tithed? Who knows, right? The fingers you take where the truma is the miser. Let's see. Ma, Rebbe holds Savri Kibisha Hurman Dami. Rebbe holds as if it's been separated and therefore you have to pay back the whole Gansa Gesheft, the whole $100. Umar sover love kamisha horman dami. It's as if it's not been separated, and therefore you'll have to give $88. Cause why? The grandson is not the proud owner of the trumas of maestros. That's opinion number one. Opinion number two. V'ibayi same if you want, I'll tell you the kuli alma. Everybody's gonna hold new kamisha horman dami. Everybody holds as if it's separated, and therefore it's ki'ilu. The grandson is now the proud owner of his grandfather's truma. V'tovas hana. Ain't a moment. And the choice of who he gives it to, that's not considered a value. So what are they arguing about here? The hacha bid Shmuel come for you. They're arguing about the famous opinion of Shmuel. What's the famous opinion of Shmuel? I'm glad you asked. Damer Shmuel. Lehalacha midar raisa. Shmuel says, chita achas poteris minakri. In order for you to be yosei zayin your mitzvah of truma, all you gotta do is remove one truma. We paskin la lacha, der abundance. 1/40th is a good eye, 1/50th is average, 1/60th is an eye in raw. But really, midaraisa, all you have to do is separate one piece of wheat. Chita achas poteris esakri. One piece of wheat exempts you from the whole pile. Demar, Rebbe holds isle de Shmuel. He holds like Shmuel, and therefore, the owner of the fruits could say to the ganav, I already paid all my trumas off, and therefore you owe me for the whole ganza gesheft. And there, that's it. Too bad. You might say it's truma. It's not truma. I already separated the truma. I took away one piece of wheat. Umar, and the other opinion, is lately to Shmuel. He doesn't hold of Shmuel. And therefore, you can't say one chita, one piece of wheat exempts the pile, but rather is a shear. And therefore, the ganav should not lose out because he stole trumos and maestros. Yeah.
Why would the ganav care if trumos and maestros were separated?
Because if it wasn't separated, then he'd have to pay him back for the trumos and maestros. But if he did separate, now the whole thing is chulin, and the ganav has to pay back for the whole thing.
Once he's a ganav, he doesn't know what's what.
So what does he care? He just wants, it's a claim in court. I only owe you $88. I don't owe you $100. Option number three. If you want, I'll tell you the following. Nobody holds of Shmuel. Okay? You can't say chita achas poteris sakri. What's the logic of Rebbe holds that the ganav is chayv to pay the whole ganav to kasheft? Dikansu rabbonon leganav. The ganav shouldn't get away with it. The ganav steals $100 worth of wheat. Some of it's true, it doesn't belong to the owner, but why should the ganav get away with it? So therefore, you're right. Mikra did, he only paid $8, but we're going to fine him that he should pay the whole $100, because why should he get away with it? It's a knas, it's a fine. Okay, number four. Four is exactly the opposite of three. Everybody holds chitachas boteris sakris. He already separated trumas. Now he's got a whole thing of school, and therefore the god of really should have to pay the whole thing. Here, what's the logic of Rabbi Yehuda? The only head doesn't have to pay the whole thing. He doesn't have to pay for the trum. Why not? Here, there's a different fine. We fine the owner of the fruits. What did he do wrong? The owner of the fruits. You know what he did wrong? You know what he did wrong? What? He didn't separate the Trumas and Maisers quickly. You're not supposed to leave Tevel unseparated fruits laying around your house. The second you bring them into your house, you separate them. Maiser, Shemitah story, but whatever. Gourmet Glad accidentally sold Shemitah stuff. Kedusha Shvius. There's a whole ad in the papers. I have to figure out what to do with my nectarines. I don't know. It's Suffolk Shvita. Okay, it's a different story. But not the Shemitah. Tanan, you ready? We learned in our Mishnah, Mekadesh Betrumas and Maestros and Matanos, Ubimei Chatis. The bells are not going off today because it's on a Sunday schedule, because Thursday was on a Wednesday schedule. Okay. Tanan, HaMekadesh Betrumas, Ubimei Maestros, Ubimei Matanos, Ubimei Chatis. All things we learned in the Mishnah, Reza Mekadeshes, the AFLP, even if the Mekadesh is Yisrael. Frekta Gemara Kash or Amina, we have a contradiction. It says in another Mishnah, Hanotel Schar Lodun, if you take money to judge a case, Din of Betalim, the case is nullified. You can't be a judge and take money. Lahaid, if you take money to testify, Eduso Betalim. Lahazos, here we go, here's Akasha. Remember, whenever you have a long brisa, you have to identify and isolate which piece is the stira coming from. Here's the stira. Lahazos, if you take money to sprinkle the water of the Parah Aduma, Ula Kaddish, and or to give the efer of the para, to take the money of the ashes of the para and put it into water, meim of those waters and meim ara, or into the waters or to the or use mayim tsruchim the efer and these ashes that you took for wages, efer mikla, they're consumed by ash, meaning they have no value anymore. So now we have a kash in our Mishnah, because why? Because you're using the Afer para to Mekadesh Nisha, which sounds like it has value, and we're saying before that if you take money for it, it has no value. So Amar Abaye lo kasha. Kan, our Mishnah that's talking about that we Mekadesh one with the Mechatas, the Afer Chatas, your intent was not that you should do it for equal value. Bishar Hava Miloy. Kan, Bishar Hazo Vikidesh. There's a difference. Are you getting paid to bring the stuff? That's allowed. But if you're getting paid for the mitzvah, that's not allowed. Therefore, that has value. Daikanami, I'll bring a rai as well. Diktani Hoch, it says in our Mishnah as well. B'meichatis u'be'efer para. Okay? You mekadesh the woman with the actual water. Right? When they are still mixed, when they are not mixed together. And you cannot use it to sanctify, to purify the person who is tamei. Uktani Hasim, and it says in the Mishnah Bechoros, Lahazos Lakadesh, which mashba what? That it's already put together. So one case, you're using it, you're just in the process. There you can Makadesh Anisha, there you can use it. It has a little bit of value. But once it's mixed together, you cannot get any hana from it, you can't get any pleasure from there. Shma mino, we see from here. Hadron Alok Ish Makadesh, tomorrow will begin the third parak. Everybody have an amazing day. Yeah.